New FanDuel Fantasy players, your day is about to get 20% better. Start playing fantasy this football season, and FanDuel will give you a 20% bonus on your first deposit, up to $500. That's a big-time bonus, and all you need to do to claim it is make your first deposit. If you've never tried FanDuel, now is the perfect time to jump in. You'll love playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Not only is it easy to start, but you can set new lineups every game day, keeping the action fresh all season long. There are many types of game formats to choose from, and you can even play private contests with your friends. There's an awesome slate of games on hand this week and every week. So what are you waiting for? Get in on all the excitement and experience season-long wins without the season-long waits. Sign up today at FanDuel.com/play to claim your bonus and start playing today. That's FanDuel.com/play. Age and location restrictions apply. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires after 30 days.
Try out the SiriusXM app free for 1 month and amp up your summer. Plug into over 350 channels packed with ad-free music, plus comedy, news, talk, Howard Stern, live sports, and more. Create personalized Pandora stations and dive into the best collection of podcasts curated just for you. So check out all the great entertainment we have to offer for free on the SiriusXM app.
Freddie Coleman.
I don't think you're going to make it in the next couple of minutes.
Ian Fitzsimmons.
I really don't think I'm going to make it through the night. I don't.
Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Oh, them.
More of a good thing.
He is the king of the reverse jinx.
Tom Brady had a chance to speak, and once again, he shows us he's that every man for you.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. He's Ian Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons.
Cam Atkinson. Just hit the post.
I'm Freddie Coleman.
We are Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Weekdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
800-998-1003. We'll go to Randy here shortly after we welcome you officially, of course, to the weekend, because it is the weekend, and the only way I know to let you know for sure. I know you know. You know. You count. You get ready for Fridays. I just think you like to hear this.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the
Indeed, I'm looking forward to it. I know little guy is. I'm spooking the house. I can't wait. I'm not waiting until October. Gonna put up the Halloween decorations. Looking forward to it. It's always my favorite time of the year. I love the fact that he is too. I'm telling you, if I could be like the Addams Family, I totally would be. Love the weather. Love the Oktoberfest beer selections that are out and about. It's good stuff. I love the fall. October's my favorite month. Hopefully, folks, this Friday, this week, ending better than it was the last couple of weeks. You've heard from plenty of folks helping out Cylon Pass with Jen Hale. We're going to hear from her throughout the next couple of weeks as they continue to help. They were feeding some folks over there in Lafourche. They did Laplace last week. Julie Corrette's giving out stuff over at the St. Charles United Way. Been talking to a lot of different people. The Cajun Ninja, will get back with him next week, see what he's doing as well. And of course, getting you ready for a fun football weekend, the Tulane Green Wave hosting UAB, literally back in town, finally. They will host UAB. The Blazers are 2-1. Tulane, a 3.5-point favorite, looking to go 2-2 on the year. Sideline reporter Maddie Hudak's going to join us. We'll touch on that game and also her thoughts on the Saints. And then coming up later in the show, Mr. Leo Haggerty will touch on the NFC South, his thoughts. Are the Falcons really that bad? They've looked not so good as of late. And, of course, your phone calls, 800-998-1003. At ESPN Radio NOLA is also the way to chime into the conversation via social media. If you want to answer our question of the day, real easy. I need a score. I need a key. That's what I need, right? So
Kenny on Twitter, 17-14 Saints. Jay Fowl, Patriots 27, Saints 9. He also says Jameis turns it over twice and is benched. Rusty, having an offensive line in front of the quarterback instead of a swinging gate would be key. Nola Flint, get the ball to Alvin in space. He's not the check down guy. He's the best athlete on the team. As you heard Evan say there, Nola Flint, though, teams are just not going to give him that space. They're going to game plan, throw players, schemes, box them in. They're going to do whatever they can. And it's interesting, if another player has to step up, who do you have the confidence in that can on the Saints offense? If I take him out of the game, who on the Saints offense gives you confidence that you can succeed with? I'm the first thing that pops in my head is the tight end. Tight end position. That's what I'm going with. Randy, thank you for giving us a call here. What you got, man? Hello, Randy.
Hey, Gus, you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, bud?
Hey, how about this weather, Gus?
Oh, dude, it's beautiful. I got the window open, man. I can still hear the interstate behind me down the street, but I'm enjoying the breeze on my neck here, bud.
Been waiting 7 months for it, Gus. Glad it's here.
Indeed.
Yeah, man, the Falcons are terrible, but, hey, I kind of disagree. I wouldn't sit Alvin Kamara this week. I think it all depends upon the offensive line, because I think the Saints' best offensive player is Ryan Ramczyk. And Sean Payton showed you what he can do when that offensive line's right. I think he can scheme up enough points to beat New England 24-20. But the bigger thing to me is they all talking about how the Saints are going to score. How's New England going to score? That offense don't scare me at all, Gus.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. And again, that's why I said, look, you heard Evan even kind of touch on it as well, that when you take a look at the way the Patriots use Mac Jones in that offense, I don't know. I just think that, to your point, the Saints defense, just make the tackle. It's going to be third and short. He's going to make the decision. He's going to take the checks. So third and fives, third and sixes, third and fours, I think will be a plenty. Get off the field. You have to get off the field. And I think if you can do that, he won't be able to nickel and dime you all the way. And at the same time, that eats up clock. So I think it's just going to be key. To me, obviously, blocking is the number one key. The other thing, though, Randy, is I think it's key for the Saints offense to just get something going. Even if it's a punt, but it's at like the 50, or if it's a field goal and they get to at least the 40. I get a couple of first downs going, get that bad taste out of your mouth from last week, and okay, this is this week, this is a new game, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And the one thing that really concerns me going into this game is the Saints field goal kicker, because I think it's going to come down to about a field goal, maybe a couple field goals late. And, I mean, we've seen them kick maybe, what, one or two field goals this year? But, I mean, I don't really know what the guy can do.
Yeah. Special teams, especially from the kicking position, you don't know. But, again, look, let me ask you this. Who on the Saints offense, if Alvin Kamara is taken out one way, shape, or form, right? I mean, Belichick creates the super defense. They bracketed him. We saw him do it with, you know, Jimmy Graham. Now, granted, coming off of the line as a tight end and a receiver, I don't know if it's easier or not. I don't know if what you do is you essentially put Dante Hightower and say, wherever 41 goes, you go. But let's just say Alvin Kamara is going to be shadowed the entire game. Who else on the Saints offense do you trust or you think can step up and have a 1-2 touchdown game?
I think Callaway's more than capable if Jameis has time to get him the football. And I think it will come down to, you know, I think Belichick's going to say, hey, beat me with, you know, your second or your third option. And I think if the Saints have time, I think Sean Payton can scheme enough points up, because I don't think they're going to need, you know, 30 points to win this game. I mean, isn't Gardner Johnson and Lattimore playing this week?
Yeah, it looks like it, right? I mean, they're limited. They got upgraded. Lattimore's been limited all week. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was full. Yes. So that's going to help, right?
Right. I think if they practice on Friday, they play. I think that's how Sean Payton usually does it.
I'd be shocked if they don't play.
So, Right, and because they need a win. Sean knows that. And, look, I'll tell you what. I take Sean coming off an embarrassing, you know, week, especially, you know, with the offense look the way it was. I think he takes the offense personal, of course. I think they come out, and I think it's a game of field position, and I think they win 24-20.
I think one of the things, that's why I'm going with 24-20, and I think they find a way to win. I know the Patriots are ready to move on and put a new statue, even though they don't have one yet, of Tom Brady, and say it's Mac Jones. And, you know, it's funny, over on social media just now, Ryan just tweeted, "Glad one reporter can focus on the game at hand and not skip the next week's game. Thank you, Evan." I hear you. It's baffling to me. It's almost embarrassing. Like, to the point where I actually thought about emailing ESPN's Get Up. I'm like, stop already. They did four segments this morning out of the first six in the first hour that were just mind-boggling. It's about, this is the season for the Cowboys, or is it the season for the Cowboys? They just changed literally how it was asked in the same hour. And I know it's next week, but we're already hyped about this game. And it talked about the Bucs and the Buccaneers and Tom Brady's trainer saying that Bill Belichick didn't adapt. It's next week's game. Like, the Bucs-Rams is pretty good game this week. Like, there are some seriously good matchups this week. Talk about some of those. It's mind-boggling to me, man. But I don't know if the Pats are even remotely worried about the Buccaneers next week. They're trying to go to 2-1, but I still think at the end of the day, Mac Jones is still a rookie quarterback. And, you know, look, I get he's good. I get he knows the offense. Got to make plays. So make him uncomfortable. You made Jameis Winston uncomfortable. The Panthers did. Make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, I guarantee you Belichick's not looking forward to the next week. He just doesn't do that. But, man, I think Sean Payton improves that record. What is it, going against our rookie quarterbacks? I think he's got a losing record. I think he knows that, too. And I think they go out and they kind of make an example out of Mac Jones a little bit with their defense, if everybody's healthy and plays.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy the time.
All right, Gus, have a good weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Have a good weekend, too. Enjoy this weather. Richard, thank you for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. How are you today, sir?
I'm great. I agree with the previous caller, man. How about this weather?
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. This is usually what tells me that we're getting into the football season, when it gets that cool breeze. You said October is your favorite month. It's my second favorite month. So, yeah, like, that's when it really gets good. I didn't get the call earlier in the week, but I like your point. You had said about the adjustment Dennis Allen made, because against Carolina, I got to be honest, halfway through the second quarter, I just told myself, yeah, we're not going to win. It's just too much. It's too much. I could feel it. It is what it is. So now I'm just going to watch to see what we do in this game. And in the second half, I'm like, man, you know, missing all those pieces, the defense is still giving it their all, you know, with backups and such. We blocked the field goal, which is more special teams, but still, we blocked the field goal, you know, that interception, Roby got the sack, you know, and that made me feel better, because it's like, okay, we're limping health-wise, but Dennis made the adjustment, defense played hard. That made me feel better going into this game, and then seeing the injury report also. So the key, in my opinion, the key to the game, just ball control.
Okay.
Just as Sean pointed out, don't turn it over. Don't turn it over. Long drives. Like you said, even if you got a punt, get a couple first downs. You know, let your defense catch a breath. You know, make their defense stay out there just that little bit longer. Every, yard position, field position, that's it. That, to me, is going to be the key of the game right there.
I'll tell you what, the ball control thing, it makes a lot of sense from this aspect. I think just getting some sort of rhythm, again, go to green, if you just go to that game as you saw, 15 play drives, double-digit drives on scoring took the other team out of it. So that's why I keep saying, man, a fast start. I mean, if the last thing I think you want to see, and I'm not saying that it would determine the game per se, but I would feel a little bit better about the first sip or two of an Oktoberfest beverage, sir, if they don't go three and out in the first offensive possession. You know what I'm saying? Just can we at least get one first down in that opening drive and then change the field? Can we just get a first down? I'll feel better.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Just something to be like, okay, work off that. I think having most of the assistant coaches back is going to
It's got to matter. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
so much better. Score prediction, I'm going to go with something along the lines of, like, I'll say, like, 27-17.
Okay. 27-17, you're going Saints, right?
Always.
And okay.
I will say this about the kicker, because I also watched the Giants. And I remember when he was a kicker with the Giants and he had that Pro Bowl year. I think probably getting those first kicks out of the way in the Green Bay game, like, took whatever jitters might, like, new team, I didn't do much last year. I think that helped, so I hope I don't need pro for this, but okay, I'm not worried in that aspect. I think he'll be fine. Like, we don't have to hold our breath when he goes out there. He knows what to do. He kicked in New York, so I think in that aspect from a special teams, I think we'll be okay if it comes down to that.
There he is, Richard. Going with the score, giving you the keys, and giving us a little hope about the kicker. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Richard. Enjoy the weekend and this weather.
Same to you, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. Hey, when we come back, Matty Hudak is ready to go. We'll touch on Tulane taking on UAB and also get her take on the Saints taking on the Patriots. Don't forget, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, it's DraftKings. They're putting new customers like you in the center of the action. It's simple. Pick your lineup. Stay under the salary cap. See how you do against the competition. And unlike Jordan, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. You give Jordan $5, you will never see it again. The DraftKings app is free. Download it, and when you put in the code LaRose, you're off and running at a free shot at millions in total prizes with your first deposit. Download the app, DraftKings, put in the code LaRose. Up next, Matty Hudak on ESPN New Orleans.
Toyota is currently open and here to serve our community with a fresh new inventory arriving daily
and over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles.
If you have any questions regarding vehicle replacement or you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, we are here to help. Stop by 220 South Hollywood Road or give us a call at 985-876-7210 or visit GregLeBlancToyota.com. GregLeBlancToyota.com. We are Homa Strong.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
State Farm offers surprisingly great rates on auto insurance, but what does that mean? Surprising. This often means something comes out of nowhere, like finding that $20 bill in your dryer. Great? Well, obviously great means superior. Rates? Simply what one pays in exchange for something. And in this case, that something is State Farm being there when you need them most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios in Cutoff.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
At Matty Hudak, _94 is the way to follow Matty Hudak, Tulane's silent reporter, and of course covers the Saints Wire. Matty, how are you?
I'm doing swell. How are you, Gus?
I'm doing fantastic. The weather is perfect. And you know what? You're actually going to be on the sidelines at Yeoman Stadium for a home game. Imagine that for Tulane.
Imagine that after this fine month of September that I would like to, pretend never happened.
I'd text you and you'd be on the road for hours going back and forth between here and Birmingham and being evacuated. So you were kind of part of it a little bit too. Spoke with Corey back on Thursday a little bit about this as well. Obviously, Cam Carroll this week saying it felt like Christmas Day just being back in the home stadium. What is it like though? What was it honestly like to have to play at home or play a home game not at your home and be away for so long, over a month for them?
I mean, you hear, players on the Saints themselves, talking about how tough this couple of weeks stretch has been. And, they have been at really nice ECU and, think had a bit more amenities. And they're also, a full-grown adults that are getting paid a lot of money to play football. Whereas, these guys are still 18 to 22 years old. And, with not much notice, all of a sudden, it's in a hotel that, kind of under renovation because they had to house the entire Tulane Athletic. So it was lucky that they were able to do that. But it kind of felt like Groundhog Day after a while, where they don't really have any escape. They're not used to their normal stuff. And it's just a lot to kind of put on them. And then, you lose that home field advantage in that week one game that ended up being an absolute, thriller. Mm-hmm. That was really kind of hard to take. And then, it's just been a long road that ended with a really, really long rainy night and then a really long drive back and then back the next day. So you could tell in the morale and the players this week that, it really is, you forget how grateful you are to sleep in your own bed and have your basic stuff until that kind of stuff happens.
Maddie, when you look at UAB, it's a program that's crazy. They weren't even in existence for a while, and now they're one of the programs that maybe the American might try to pull in away from their current conference eventually. We don't know, but it's going to be an interesting game. The waiver favored by 3. Speaking with players and coaches this week, what do you think is the key for them to get that win at 7 o'clock on Saturday night?
Just the running game really has to be able to kind of break out, and it's hard to kind of analyze, the pitfalls of this team when they, the 3 of the 2 games that they've played so far have been against the number 2 ranked team and then the number 17 ranked team, who I, would argue was a lot more formidable than the Sooners were. But they just really haven't kind of had that breakout night. And UAB is good against the run. They have kind of, this 4-2-5 scheme with their linebackers with the ability to rush, but that's really the only way that they're also going to be able to have, a realistic passing game get going at some point. So that's kind of the key on the Tulane side of things. And then really just Tulane taking advantage of kind of the quarterback situation UAB has. They had Tyler Johnston start the first couple of games, benched him for, I'm mixing all their names, Dylan Hawkins. And, either one of them that end up playing, it's still not the same type of experience. So hopefully their pass rush can kind of make a difference there as well, but I think that home field advantage will do a lot just for, mentality.
Corey, Steve, and you will have the call over on the Tulane Sports Network. At @ManningHudak_94 is the way to follow. Should be fun to see what happens. I think Tulane wins. Don't you? I think Tulane wins.
I gotta bet Tulane. And guys, also, if you can come, Willie Fritz said on his media call last night, it's a fun atmosphere. There's cheap beer, so if you'd like to come help them have a nice homecoming, they would appreciate it a lot.
I love how you went straight to the point. It's just cheap beer. Just come and have a cheap beer. I'm hoping, Maddie, I won't need a second run for more beer this week when it comes to New Orleans Saints. Cause, I saw early on in that game last week, the six pack was done. I don't see that happening again. I went already on the air, said 24-20, because there's no way it can be that abysmal, the communication again. I saw Dennis Allen patchwork it, do what he had to. Panthers didn't score in the third. They only scored one touchdown in the fourth quarter, so they figured it out on defense despite the lack of athletes, and they're getting some this week. So I actually like their chances, to be honest with you. I know everyone's telling me Mac Jones is already Tom Brady, but he's in his third game. How do you see this game, Maddie?
I'm kind of with you on all fronts. My score prediction is a little similar. I just went a tiny bit upwards. I have the Saints at 27, Patriots at 24. That was probably one of the worst Saints games I have ever seen in my life, to be honest with you. Like you said, that miscommunication, that they're not going to let that happen twice. That's going to be the primary point of emphasis this week. And that was a really good point on the adjustments as well. And that was with, you know, the chips that they had at their disposal. But with the injury report saying that even just DJ Gardner-Johnson and Pete Werner being back there are massive, including Tano Passignan, I'm really like, this game to me, Peyton Turner is a huge factor because he did really well last week, but he can only do so much by himself, and that kind of just gets substituted with Passignan. So Cam Jordan's also a player that's really important to me this week. It kind of looks like he might be lined up against Trent Brown, who is a little testy at that spot. So him taking advantage of that would be super helpful. But
good point.
Yeah, I'm with you. The adjustments that weren't able to be made last week have to be able to happen this week. They have to lean on the run game more and just having a couple of those key people back. But to me, the primary thing was no coaching staff. We always tout the Saints coaching staff for being able to do what they do. Chris Richard making Ken Crawley look great, and Paulson Adebo, frankly, outperforming expectations to me at this point, considering he wasn't supposed to start the season. Ryan Nielsen's help on the line, but Zach Streep was able to come in and do.
Right.
And so losing almost every single one of them and not being able to make those adjustments, like you said, Dennis Allen did what he could, but it really was just, you know, their hands were tied behind their back. So I'm with you that this game, it just won't play out the same at all.
Matty, you brought up his name, and I don't want to get into the offensive, I think, key, but Cam Jordan, I mean, the stats this season is 7 tackles, 2 solo, 5 assists, no sacks, we don't have tackles for loss or things of that nature. I get it. I understand. Double teams, triples, I get that. But so is Chase Young and J.J. Watt and some of the other guys. He's an all-pro defensive player. And in a game like this, you said it. He's a key guy this week. I think we need to see some semblance of the old Cam Jordan, a play, a series, a moment. He needs to make an impact. I need to be able on Monday to say Cam Jordan did this that impacted the game. Don't you agree?
No, I do agree with you. I just the one distinction I'll make, and not that this is, you know, a defense of you know, Cameron Jordan, I guess, you know, not being up to a lot of people's expectations, but a lot of those teams that have, you know, Chase Young and J.J. Watt, they don't have that many threats past that. And so when they're able to contain that type of player, they can't really get much else generating. And, I mean, again, if Passignan and Turner are able to play, even if they're kind of locking up Cam Jordan, to me at a certain point it doesn't really matter. But at the same time, he is kind of a leader of this team, and he has the durability that the other defensive ends just don't appear to have. So, yeah, I really think he has to be able to tap into something here. And just when Cam Jordan is getting after a quarterback and in a game and mm-hmm. he gets on a roll, the game is over to me. So if he's able to get on one of those rolls, then that's really, you know, a huge difference maker here to me, as well as Alvin Kamara kind of just taking advantage of their, you know, not excellent run defense at this point.
All right, so that's the key, because I want to wrap up with that. Speak with Matty Hudak about Alvin Kamara. We had Evan Lazar on. He's a Patriots beat writer. He's like, look, there's no way. Bill Belichick's even mentioned it this week. It's Alvin Kamara. We've seen in a past game, he completely took away Jimmy Graham. Literally just had two players follow him to the bathroom the entire game. I think similarly, he's going to force Jameis Winston and the Saints offense to beat him with somebody other than 41. So my question to you, Matty, is if that is the case and it happens, who on this offense gives you confidence, or do you think has to be that person that they will go to and has to have a 1 or 2 touchdown game? I said I said the tight end position seems to me where maybe that can come out. Where do you think?
I will agree with you on that one, but I will give just one slightly hot take that I don't think will surprise you. But if the offense is doing what it did last week, I think Taysom Hill offers some option if you put him out there with Alvin Kamara, because then they have to defend the run option twice. And so I think employing him more in this game, if they cannot get it going past the passing game, they have to kind of use him as, you know, that weapon at this point. I'm not saying bench Jameis Winston, anything of the sort, but there have been times where he's just been able to get the down when other people can't. So that to me is kind of necessary. And I think, again, played a primary factor in that divisional loss last year.
I could see maybe 10 carries from Taysom Hill this game.
Yeah, he looks bigger. He does look a lot different than training camp.
Hitting the restaurants. No, he had a bulk up, though, because he's going to be running more.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, it's noticeable. And it also kind of just looks like he was back to having fun again last week. So
right.
I hope that he just kind of settles into this role that most quarterbacks that lose a competition don't have. And that kind of, you know, would be a way that I feel like Sean Payton would kind of love to stick it to a coach like Bill Belichick, as if he could use Taysom Hill to kind of outsmart him.
No doubt. All right, well, Maddie, we'll hear from you next week. We'll kind of go over the games here. We'll start having you on again weekly. And, again, your score and a key. What is it? Key to the game and the score?
Key to the game is Cameron Jordan and Saints 27, Patriots 24.
All right, 27-24, Saints, Cam Jordan's the key. Maddie Hudak, go give her a follow over on social media at Maddie Hudak _ 94. And tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, you'll see her on the sidelines. If you go out and check out the Tulane Green Wave, take on UAB. Thank you, Maddie, for your time. Enjoy the weather.
Thanks. And roll wave.
Yeah, there you go. When we come back, Leo Haggerty will join us. We'll talk NFC South. Buccaneers, are they looking ahead? There's a lot of chatter, man, coming out of Tampa Bay. Leo next on ESPN New Orleans.
The way that it should be. If everything's the same, then everything's the way that it should be. La 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 la. If everything stays the same. La 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 la.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joseph the Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joseph the Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joseph at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Rouse's Markets team is right here in our community and in communities all over South Louisiana, working around the clock to help their neighbors in need. They're bringing in fresh groceries and supplies every single day. And good, good, good news, the Rouse's Market in Golden Meadow, that store we all know and love, will be back open next Wednesday. Store manager Reggie Lejeune and all of your friends who work at Rouse's will be there. It's going to be a homecoming for sure. Rouse's Markets feels like home.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Try out the SiriusXM app free for 1 month and amp up your summer. Plug into over 350 channels packed with ad-free music, plus comedy, news, talk, Howard Stern, live sports, and more. Create personalized Pandora stations and dive into the best collection of podcasts curated just for you. So check out all the great entertainment we have to offer for free on the SiriusXM app.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the sports hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Promise I am paying attention, but Deontay Johnson just popped up on my Twitter timeline. Give me a second. Fantasy football. He is now out of my starting lineup. Receiver for your Pittsburgh Steelers. So if you have Deontay Johnson, he's not playing. Leo Haggerty, how are you, sir? It's Sports Magazine. What's going on?
A great day here in Tampa. We don't have a lot of humidity, but we got a little bit of heat, and not a bad day, Gus. I'll take it.
Speaking of heat, Leo, What's Tom Brady's trainer doing? Why is he making news, man? Why is he clapping at Bill Belichick?
You know what, Gus? We're finally seeing the true Tom Brady after 20 years of being stifled in New England. I asked him last Sunday, Gus, you're going to love this. I said, when you got to scramble, pull it down, and run, what goes through your mind? And it's the most animated anybody's ever seen Brady. He goes, oh, my God, I got to find a receiver. I can't do this. I can't do this. I got to run. I got to run. I mean, it was hysterical. And he basically said, look, this is not my strong suit. I don't run. Said, in fact, I don't scramble. I glide, which is kind of comical. But you know what, Gus? He and Gronk do a thing like once a week now, Tommy and Gronky. And these guys must have had so much pent-up energy in New England doing this, what they call the Patriots way, that all of a sudden it's coming out. And I'll tell you what, guys, this team reminds me of those Clemson years with Deshaun Watson. And you got to get 30 points just to be in the conversation.
Okay.
they are scoring points in droves. And it doesn't matter how. But they get in the red zone. It's not a field goal. It's a touchdown. And I'll tell you, he's better figure out how to stop that quick.
When it comes to what we've seen through, you know, the games already this season with Tom Brady and that Bucs offense, as you're mentioning it, man, it just seems like everything's kind of been, I wouldn't say figured out, but everyone sort of knows their roles. And I mean that for maybe some Tiger fans here still are watching what Leonard Fournette's doing. Could he have a home in Tampa for a bit? Seems like it, huh?
Oh, yeah. They got a great 1-2 punch with Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette. You know, it's like thunder and lightning. You know, they just keep coming at you with different people. And then if it's third and long, which has been a rarity for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Giovanni Bernard comes in, and now you got to cover somebody out of the backfield. So, again, I asked Clyde Christensen today, the quarterback coach. I said, Clyde, when you get in the red zone, you got a basketball team in there. You got 2 6'5" and 6'6" tight ends. You got a 6'5" wide out, and you got a shorty guy in Chris Godwin at 6'2". I mean, you put a fifth guy on the field as a receiver, man, you can't coach size and you can't coach speed, and they're putting five guys out there, four sizes and a speed, and it's tough to cover in the red zone.
Injuries, Leo Haggerty, is what you said weeks ago before the season started would be the only thing that could derail the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, being without Jason Pierre-Paul and Mickens against the Rams. How big a losses are those as they head out to L.A.?
You know, they're pretty big losses because now they got to get Joe Tryon out in the field as a starter. And, you know, great pickup with the number one draft pick. But now you're bringing him in a lot earlier than I think Todd Bowles wanted to, but it's an injury where they can afford to have because they got a backup there. Now, the problem is, Gus, if they get an injury at inside linebacker with Lavonte David or your guy from LSU down there, you know, Devin White, that then you get a similar drop off. But right there, you're coming in with a guy who's 6'5", and but the big key to this, Gus, is Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh. You got to double those guys. So those guys on the edge are getting singled up. And I tell you what, you don't double Vita Vea or Suh, hey, he's going to be in your quarterback's lap in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Look, the Rams here, they made a pretty interesting move in the offseason, right? Swapping quarterbacks and going and get Stafford. He's looked pretty good so far in that offense, man. When you spend a few minutes looking at what McVay and the Rams have been doing this year, what do you see that's different at all from the Rams teams in the past?
They're going down the field, Gus.
Really?
They're not afraid to do it. Yeah. I'll tell you what you've got to really be careful with the Rams about. Their offense does a lot of shifting and moving right before they snap the ball. And I asked Todd Bowles this. I said, you know, you got to communicate to 11 guys. If you're changing something in like 3 seconds or less, they'll run a lot of dip motion. They'll run a lot of, you know, quick H motion just to get these guys open. And it's really tough to communicate that in the time they do it. And, you know, Coach McVay does probably the best job of getting people in open spots. I mean, Cooper Kupp is not the most gifted athlete in the world, but I'll tell you what, I ain't never seen a guy get open as much as he does. And he just finds the open area. And these guys are football smart, him and Woods. They get open.
Leo, when you look at that matchup in that game, how do you see it? Do you think the Rams can get the upset win here?
Yeah, I think they can, Gus, but I don't think it's going to happen. Again, okay. This offense down here is a juggernaut. It's I don't know if the Rams can put up 30 on the Bucs. Now, again, they may have to get a defensive score to try to get, you know, points there, but I think the Bucs win the 35-28 right in there.
Tampa, a one-point favorite. All right, let's go to the, oh boy, Falcons and Giants. Both teams are 0-2, but I feel like the Giants at least look decent, if not good, and should have won at Washington. I haven't seen a game yet where the Falcons should have won. What's going on in Atlanta?
You know, Gus, it's funny. It's 28-25 down here last week. Atlanta scores. They hold the Bucs punt, and then all of a sudden, we see two pick sixes like bang, bang, and they were the strangest pick sixes you've ever seen. I mean, a pass gets deflected 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and there's the safety making the play. I mean, you talk about right place at the right time. Atlanta can score points. They can score points. I don't know if the Giants can. I think Atlanta comes through here and wins a very close game, 24-21.
Wow. Let's see what takes place on that. What did you think last night with the Panthers, man? Sam Darnold kind of showing that he can be a guy that can make some plays. I thought he showed some toughness in his run to the end zone to get in there for a score. They lose Christian McCaffrey. He's going to miss several games with a hamstring injury. J.C. Horn, broken bones in his foot, Leo. He's going to miss several weeks. Those are key injuries. The people laughing at a Saints fan saying you beat the JV team last week. They're about to find out. It's hard to be a quality NFL team when you're losing key starters.
Oh, Gus, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's what I said with the Buccaneers. Again, the football gods don't usually smile on you 2 years in a row with injuries. And look at what's happening in Carolina. Now, again, they had the advantage of a fairly easy schedule so far. But, again, the offensive line for the Saints, did they forget to show up last week or was it just a rumor? And then they go into Houston and play a Houston Texan team that has their best quarterback, one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. He's not even suited up, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know if Houston's going to win a game, but Carolina's taking advantage of it. Give them credit.
Very interesting to look at it. Saints and Patriots, sir. New England, a three-point favorite. I'm picking New Orleans 24-20 because I just law of averages, odds, and just because. No way they're going to protect that poorly again this week. I do think they'll figure some things out on defense. That Patriots offense is a dink and dunk, not particularly one that I'm super afraid of. So, in other words, make a tackle, get off the field. It's a winnable game, I think, for the Saints. And I think they bounce back. So, those are my reasons. What do you see in this game? And give me some.
I'll tell you what, Gus. I agree with you. But the bottom line is you got to keep Winston upright. And again, I don't care who the quarterback was last week. Saints weren't winning. They couldn't protect the quarterback. And that's the problem. When you get color in a guy's face, I don't care who the quarterback is, they're not going to play well. They've got to protect. And the problem you got with New England is they run that 3-4, and those guys are coming every which way but loose and from every different direction. I think Sean Payton figures it out. I think he comes up with ways to get Alvin Kamara not just a touch with a run, but with at least 7 or 8 touches out of the backfield with quick swing passes, or even line them up in the slot. And again, Gus, I'm not real sure about the rookie quarterback. So I think the Saints win. I think it's going to be close. I think 23-20.
When you look at some other games in the NFL that kind of stand out to me that are going to be fun to watch, I think even as a fan, I know it'll be the same time with the Saints, so I can't exactly watch it just yet. You got time, though. Chargers and Chiefs over on CBS. KC getting 7 points. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does. And again, Gus,
it's no doubt who the best quarterback coming out in 2 years those draft is. You know, Tua can't stay healthy, and it's not his fault. But Justin Herbert, everybody just kind of poo-pooed him. And I'll tell you what, he's turned into a pretty good NFL quarterback right now. I think that game's going to be probably a lot closer than that, Gus. But I think it's going to be a lot of points. I'm thinking 33-31, but the Chiefs, a hard place to win. At Arrowhead, it's the loudest outdoor stadium
dude, it
in
is.
The NFL.
It is. Well, I tell you, that in Seattle, the two games that, I, as a Saints Sala reporter, that I just thoroughly, absolutely enjoyed being a part of, it's just a sea of red. Everyone wears red at those games. It's fun. A game that's probably not getting a ton of attention, but I think it's big for both teams. Bengals at Steelers, both teams 1-1. I know it's early. I do. And I actually said I thought the Steelers were a team that people were overlooking. But Ben hadn't looked good in two games. I almost feel like this is a must win for Pittsburgh, and it could be a big win, I think, for Cincinnati if they win at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and you got Big Ben banged up. I mean, it sounds like an oxymoron, but the question is, how well is he going to play being banged up as he is? I'm amazed at how the Steelers' run game is still non-existent. If you can't run the ball in the NFL, you got a problem, because those defensive linemen, if they ignore the run and they're just coming, that's tough. Thus, I'm picking the upset. I think Cincinnati wins, and I think they win big, 30-10.
How about Vikings hosting the Seahawks, 0-2? Is Zimmer in trouble if he goes 0-3?
Thus, anybody's in trouble if you go 0-3. I don't care who you are.
Right.
You know, that's just the nature of the beast, because the NFL, right, not for long. The Seahawks are an anomaly. You don't know. I mean, they're up 14 points, and they just can't tackle. Now, again, you know, we had Steve Barcartapone on, and he talked about, Henry, that you make a business decision, tackle him in the first quarter, but you're making a retirement decision, tackle him in the fourth quarter. No one wanted a part to this guy. I mean, here's a guy going 70 yards and completely changes the complexion of the football game. I think the Vikings are a little bit better than they show, but I can't vote against Russell. I mean, I'm going with the Seahawks. But, again, another close one. And, again, let's hope the Vikings kicker can find between the uprights, or it'll be even worse. But I'm thinking, Gus, 20-17.
All right, 20-17. How about Packers and 49ers, man? That's the Sunday night game. You know everyone's going to love watching that. Ratings should be a good one there.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, just I don't understand why everybody – is not on the 49ers bandwagon. You know, Garoppolo's a darn good quarterback. And, again, everybody's talking about how they're going to get rid of him, how they're going to get rid of him, and we're going to get this kid in from North Dakota State. And all Jimmy Garoppolo's done is won two games. And the guy in Green Bay is still the guy in Green Bay. I mean, they go as he goes, plain and simple. That team is probably the most quarterback-centric team in the NFL.
Right.
And they're going to protect Aaron Rodgers, and he's starting to get in a groove. I'll tell you what, Green Bay is tough to beat, especially at prime time. I think the Packers win with a late field goal, 29-27.
Leo Haggerty, as always, sir, it's a pleasure. Enjoy the weekend. We got a cool front over here, man. It's always steamy in Tampa.
Yeah, it is. What can I tell you, Gus? But hey, In another 5 weeks, I will be down there with you, Bubba.
I'm looking forward to it, man. We're going to do it. Pull boys and beard, bud. Take care. See you soon. Quick break. Right. We'll put a wrap on the show. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. All this time.
This Black and Gold Report is brought to you by Rogers Parts, your home for Napa Auto Parts. Locally owned, nationally known. Get your Napa know-how in Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadeville.
Heading into Sunday's game in Foxborough, Saints quarterback Jameis Winston knows the Patriots defense will try to find out quickly if they've fixed last week's communication issues.
Making sure that everyone is getting the right call and making sure that I'm back there, getting everybody lined up and getting everybody slimed the right way, and me being able to handle that process and communicate to those guys effectively so we can get the protection where it should be.
Winston adds, these are the keys to making the offense overall better than last week.
Being better on first and second down to give ourselves a great chance percentage-wise on third downs. Developing a rhythm will be the second thing. We're trying to constantly stay in good down and distance. Execute third down so we can keep drive sustained. And the third thing would just be communication.
Saints head coach Sean Payton says the problem is, with Bill Belichick, you don't really know what you're going to get until game day.
Here's the challenge sometimes. If you're watching New England defend Arizona, it might be a little different than how they defend the Saints or how they defend the Rams. If you're watching them defend Baltimore, it might be a little different than how they defend. So he's always done a good job of having a plan that week.
Kickoff is set for noon, and the Saints are a 3-point underdog. For more on the Black and Gold, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans. This Black and Gold report has been brought to you by Rogers Parts, your home for Napa Auto Parts. Locally owned, nationally known. Get your Napa know-how in Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville.
Napa know-how.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, marine, and industrial supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Got about 7 minutes left before we wrap it up and send it on over to Matt Moscone after further review. If you'd like to chime into the conversation, don't forget tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Nichols taking on South Alabama. You can hear the game right here on ESPN New Orleans. 3 o'clock is that kickoff. I'm sure so many people are going to be excited to head on over to the game over there at John L. Guidry Stadium. So looking forward to that. And talking about it on Tuesday with head coach Tim Rebo. Finally, a home game for the Colonels at home. Imagine that. Quickly, before we get on out of here, Alvin Kamara yesterday had a couple of things to talk about when it comes to specifically the Patriots. The defense that he feels he's going to face. I mean, look, he's a key in this game. If Alvin Kamara can get something, can get going, can be a factor, Saints, I feel, have a very good chance of winning. If I'm New England, I'm doing everything possible to make sure that does not happen. Here's AK.
I think they're disciplined. You don't see a lot of busted coverages. You don't see a lot of mental errors. They show a lot of different looks, but I mean, I don't think it's one of those teams that show a lot of looks and doesn't do them well. They show a lot of looks and they the looks that they show, they play them well. So I think they're pretty sound in what they do, and they know what they want to do to try to, you know, get an offense off kilter. So we have to be good in our communication when we see these different looks, and we got to be good in executing and, you know, knowing what we want to do and what we have schemed up to, you know, combat those looks.
So I think one of the things that we will definitely see is AK versus the Pats D. How are they going to try to minimize his impact? Interesting story he touched on yesterday, Bill Belichick visiting him when he was over at Tennessee.
Is it?
Oh, I mean, Coach Belichick was cool. You know, obviously, decorated and respected throughout the league. And, you know, I mean, he was just pretty matter of fact, you know, just asked a couple questions. And I think, I forgot if we sat down classroom or, I don't know, I forgot. But, you know, he was a cool guy. Obviously, they ended up playing for him, but, you know, that was that.
So there you go. Bill Belichick had his eyes on Alvin Kamara. You think he could have been used to the Patriots offense for sure? No doubt. One of the things he touched on, obviously, is, look, the win streaks that the Saints have had the last couple of years that helped get them to 13 wins kind of start around this time, kind of start around seeing that. So I kind of think it's a big game, no doubt, which is why I think the Saints will play a little sense of urgency. You got spanked last week. You know you're going home, like literally. The plane will land at Louis Armstrong Airport at some time on Sunday night. They'll actually be home. And I think that
That helps. I just do. And maybe you can rattle off some wins. Look, as I said, get this one. I would have liked to have sneaked one out in Carolina. I still think 3-2 into the bye, solid. 2-3, maybe you still go 4-1, right? Get this one. Giants in Washington, I think you're on par with them. I don't think you're walking on the field right now feeling that you're at a disadvantage in a lot of different areas, especially getting some players back this week, like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, like Marshawn Lattimore, like P.J. Williams, like Tano Passanau. I mean, you can help. Pete Werner, that's going to help. All of these different players coming back that you didn't have last week. Again, that's why last week was the JV team, man. It just was. Here's Alvin on trying to get a winning streak.
Understanding what the standard is around here, I think, you know, we're one of those teams where we usually, I feel like we're usually the aggressor. So, you know, when you poke a bear or you punch a bear, you know, you get bit back. So I think, you know, it's football. It's the NFL. It happens. You know, you lose games, but I think we do a good job of responding around here. So I think that's just what we plan to do. Go out and respond and do what we got to do and do what we want to do, and that's win on Sundays. Nobody likes losing. I don't like losing. I don't like the way it feels.